Good afternoon. Welcome to our online devotional. You may have seen a portion of this devotional this morning. There was an electrician working in the building, and unbeknownst to me, halfway through, third of the way through, the power was turned off. So we will do Colossians 2, 8 through 15 from scratch. A reminder that this Saturday, 9 to 1, is our Christmas fair. December 16th at 7:30, the Messiah Sing, and December 17th, the Youth Group Talent Show, 6:30 to 9 o'clock to help raise funds for Snow Camp at Berea. And then, of course, December 24th, 5 o'clock, the Kids Christmas Pageant, and 10 p.m. Candlelight Service, an hour earlier this year, because Sunday, December 25th, we will have one service at 11 o'clock. So keep all that in mind, and now let's redo Colossians 2, 8 through 15. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. And you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. The word of the Lord. So I just want to share a few thoughts with you from this passage. Of course, it begins by talking about not allowing our minds to be held captive by philosophy or empty deceit, the traditions or spirits of man or the world, because it's not of Christ. This is reminiscent of Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 10:5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey or in obedience to Christ. Also reminds us of Romans 12, 1 and 2, where we are told that we should be renewing our minds daily. And why do we do this? Because the world can lead us astray, the empty philosophy and deceit, traditions and the spirits of this world can lead us astray. Because truthfully, Jesus is the deity, verse 9, and in him is the fullness of God and deity, and so instead of trusting in the captive, vain philosophies of the world, we trust in Christ. And again, verse 10 says, because we've been filled in him. We've been filled with Christ. We've been filled with his spirit. And he is the head of all and the rule and all authority. And so that would include our minds, our hearts are to be ruled by him. Verse 11 and 12, he then says that we've had a spiritual circumcision, not a physical circumcision, which was a sign of the old covenant, but it's a spiritual circumcision. And this is also a metaphor in baptism. He says we are buried with him in baptism. Romans 6 says not only are we buried with him, but we are raised with him. And Paul writes that here in verse 12 as well. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward act of grace. And so we have a spiritual circumcision. Our hearts become and belong to Christ. We are buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith. And now he talks about these other wonderful things, that we are dead to sin. He says, you were dead in sin. You were indeed in sin at one time, past tense. You were made alive, that's now. And you were forgiven all your sins and all your trespasses. And if that wasn't good enough, verse 14 says, because Jesus has canceled our debt. My wife and I still have a mortgage, and we look forward to the day when we can burn the deed, or whatever we do. We burn the mortgage, not the deed, but the mortgage. Jesus has canceled our debt of sin. It says all the legal demands in the court of heaven have been satisfied by the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ for the believer who is in Christ. If you are in Christ, your debt of sin has been paid in full by the blood of Christ, and the debt has been canceled. And then lastly, in verse 15, not only that, but Jesus has disarmed all rulers and authorities. He is over all these elemental spirits, which we talked about in verse 8. So why would we bother to listen to them when Jesus has disarmed them and his way is so far superior? So I hope this is interesting to you. Colossians is a great letter, and we look forward to continuing in it. And I pray that this video will work properly. God bless all of you, and may we not be deceived by the traditions, deceptions, and the craftiness of the world, but yield our hearts and minds to Christ. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you Sunday. Well, I hope to see you at the fair Saturday, starting at 9, and then, of course, traditional service Sunday morning at 9:30 and contemporary at 11 o'clock. We'll see you then. Bye now.